Super PAC ad warns, liberal Wisconsin Supreme Court could allow woke nonsense like Governor Evers' inseminated person proposal. By Katherine Hamilton on February 26, 2025. If Democrat Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate Susan Crawford is elected on April 1, solidifying the court's liberal 4-3 majority, she could allow woke nonsense like Governor Tony Evers' D. inseminated person proposal, a political ad warns. A super PAC called House Freedom Action, which backs conservative Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate Brad Schimmel, released the ad this week, as well as a host of others, attacking Crawford for her leftist views and billionaire backers. Should the word mother in state law be changed to inseminated person? Tony Evers is proposing just that. It's just some of the woke nonsense that could be forced on Wisconsin taxpayers if Susan Crawford wins. Vote April 1, the social media ad states. House Freedom Action put out the ad after news broke that Governor Evers supports a Democrat Senate bill that would replace the word mother with the word inseminated person and replace the word husband with the word spouse. After backlash, Evers doubled down on the proposed changes, stating that the language only applies to in vitro fertilization, IVF, procedures in the state. In a statement to Breitbart News, House Freedom Action emphasized the national importance of the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. Democrats have been pitching the race as an opportunity to swipe two U.S. House seats through redistricting, which could ultimately stymie President Donald Trump's agenda if Republicans lose the House majority. House Freedom Action Fund said it has already put $50,000 toward online ads and plans to invest $100,000 this week alone. We're dominating social media with four hard-hitting ads that cut right to the heart of why this race is so important for Wisconsin and the country, the Super PAC said in a statement. Our ads have already been viewed over 3.5 million times and we plan to release more this week. The stakes are high with at least two Republican congressional seats under threat of redistricting by Susan Crawford, and House Freedom Action is going to keep sounding the alarm. Read more, exclusive, Eyes on Wisconsin, state Supreme Court race that could bring Trump's agenda to a screeching halt. Wisconsin Supreme Court election is between former conservative Wisconsin Attorney General and Waukesha County Circuit Court Judge Brad Schimmel and Dane County Circuit Judge Susan Crawford, who previously represented left-wing groups like Planned Parenthood as an attorney. In Wisconsin, state Supreme Court justices serve 10-year terms. While the judicial race is nonpartisan, both sides of the political aisle are heavily invested in the results of the election. The race also follows a blowout Wisconsin Supreme Court election in 2023, in which liberal-leaning Janet Protasiewicz beat conservative candidate Dan Kelly and flipped the balance of the court, 4-3 majority liberal. While conservatives have the chance to take back the majority once more with the retirement of liberal Justice Ann Walsh Bradley, Democrats view the battle as a chance to push policy and redraw legislative maps that could ultimately lose Republicans two U.S. House seats and help them close in on the Republican slim majority. To say that what happens in Wisconsin will not stay in Wisconsin is putting it really mildly, Wisconsin GOP Chairman Brian Schimming told Breitbart News in an exclusive phone interview. It could literally mean the success of President Trump's term. It could literally mean them having the votes to bring impeachment articles against him, he added. The implications of what happens in Wisconsin would be a political earthquake for the House of Representatives. Related, exclusive, Wisconsin GOP Chairman Brian Schimming on war footing for high-stakes state Supreme Court election. The race is expected to be even more expensive than the 2023 election, which shattered national spending records for a judicial contest at $56 million and brought in massive out-of-state spending. Recent campaign filings show that left-wing billionaires are dumping large sums of cash into the race. Money from left-wing billionaire George Soros, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, D., and Silicon Valley billionaire Reid Hoffman accounted for more than 40% of the $4.2 million in individual contributions the Democratic Party of Wisconsin received over the past month. The Democratic Party of Wisconsin then promptly transferred $2 million to the campaign of Democrat Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate Susan Crawford, records show. Hoffman, a past visitor to Epstein Island, contributed $250,000, while Pritzker, a rabid supporter of abortions and transgenderism, contributed $500,000. Soros, who has backed dozens of soft-on-crime prosecutors and has been linked to defund the police groups, contributed $1 million to the party, the report reveals. Read more: left-wing mega donors supercharge high-stakes Wisconsin Supreme Court race. As for Republicans, the Wisconsin GOP reported a fundraising haul 40 times larger than what they raised for the 2023 spring election. Campaign finance reports show the Wisconsin GOP brought in $2.3 million over the past month and dispersed $1.7 million to Schimmel's campaign. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.